From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. British authorities say a suspicious device they found Sunday at the Manchester United football stadium was not a bomb. Police described the device as incredibly lifelike. After it was found, tens of thousands of fans were ordered to evacuate the stadium just 20 minutes before kickoff against Bournemouth in the final Premier League match of the season. The match was finally delayed but eventually called off. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking the support of Saudi Arabia in strengthening a cessation of hostilities agreement in Syria. The efforts come ahead of broader talks on regional crises later this week. Kerry met with Saudi King Salman, a key supporter of rebels trying to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The official Saudi press agency says the top U.S. diplomat also spoke with his Saudi counterpart, Adel al-Jabir. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a state-run gas facility north of Baghdad Sunday. 11 people were killed in the blast and 21 wounded. A suicide bomber exploded a car near the front gate of the gas production facility at around 6 a.m. local time. Following the explosion, another van carrying at least six more militants wearing explosive vests gained access to the facility. After about an hour of shooting, security forces were able to neutralize the attackers, but officials say the attackers were able to set fire to three of the facility's gas storage containers. In Yemen, a suicide bomber standing in a line of men at a police recruitment center near McCullough blew himself up. At least 25 people were killed and 60 wounded. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's security forces said Sunday they have halted advances overnight by the Taliban on a key northern city and have inflicted heavy casualties on them. Witnesses say the fighting on the outskirts of Puli Kumri erupted when the Taliban overran several villages and security outposts. The hostilities temporarily closed the main highway linking Kabul with eight northern provinces as well as neighboring countries. After security forces led successful counterattacks, officials say the rebels were forced to retreat and the road was reopened. Donald Trump's treatment of women through the years is getting a new look by U.S. media now that he is the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Two of the country's most prominent news outlets, The Washington Post and The New York Times, both have published stories on the subject. The Times says its investigation reveals Trump's unwelcome romantic advances to women and other unsettling workplace conduct. Women comprise the majority of the U.S. electorate in November's national presidential election. Police in Bangladesh say they have arrested a suspected Islamist extremist in connection to the recent deaths of an outspoken homosexual rights advocate and his friend. Shulhaz Manan, editor of Bangladesh's first gay magazine, and Tane Majumdar, a fellow gay activist, were hacked to death in a Dhaka apartment last month by at least six men who stormed in with machetes and machine guns. A spokesman says Dhaka police detained the suspect, Shariful Islam Shibab, early Sunday. Saudi Arabia saw its credit rating downgraded by Moody's Investor Services because of the slump in world oil prices. In a statement Monday, Moody's said the downgrade reflects its view that lower oil prices have led to a material deterioration in Saudi Arabia's credit profile. Dominican Republic voters are at the polls and expected to re-elect President Danilo Medina in the first round of balloting. Pre-election polls forecast Medina could take more than 50% of the vote, which is necessary to avoid a runoff against one of his seven opponents. The economic and political crisis in Venezuela deepened Saturday as President Nicolas Maduro threatened to seize closed factories and arrest their owners, whom he said were trying to sabotage the country. Maduro spoke to supporters at a rally in Caracas as the country struggles to deal with food shortages, rapid inflation, and riots, and just a day after he extended a state of emergency and accused the United States of trying to destabilize the country. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.